Not all high school students go on to a four-year college. In fact, these days in Sonoma County, fewer than half do. So clearly, alternatives are needed. A modest but promising one is quietly getting started this week, a partnership between the Sonoma County Office of Education and the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local 551. Steve Stowell is their training director for apprenticeship programs.
High school has seemed to focus on a college career path, and this is more of a middle class career path. Although our program, when the apprentices graduate, they're a few units shy of an associate's degree, but it's an earn while you learn type program, as all apprenticeship programs are.
Stowell's main collaborator in setting up the new pilot program has been Rebecca Gallagher, who works in SCO's Alternative Education Office.
My focus is to find opportunities for arguably our county's most at-risk kids. Those are the kids that have found themselves expelled from district programs and in our community high school or youth that are in juvenile hall or probation camp. Those are the students that are going to be participating.
Up to 16 of them will take part in the first session of this pilot program when it meets Thursday afternoon.
The sessions will happen at the IBEW training site that is used by the apprenticeship program. They're only a couple hours, and the idea is to introduce the students to the apprenticeship programs, and they're also going to learn a little bit about what an electrician does.
But while this effort is intended to open doors for interested students, Stowell emphasizes that they are not offering any shortcuts for eligibility.
We require that they have graduated from high school or achieved a GED, and taken a minimum of 2 semesters of algebra with a C or better, and to have a driver's license. That's all they need to apply. Once they apply, we give them a basic aptitude test, which is, again, math, because that's a big part of our program, and reading comprehension. In order to move to the third step, which is the interview, they need to pass that initial aptitude test.
Jack Buckhorn, business manager for the IBEW local, is squarely behind the new endeavor. If it lives up to expectations, he says, it could expand quickly.
If we design this correctly, we can reach out to veterans that have served our country, disadvantaged communities of all sort, and women. So we can design this in ways that are best suited for our area. And with many of these opportunities at our fingertips, I think we'd be negligent if we didn't take advantage of it and really expand apprenticeship to a lot of different folks.
Rebecca Gallagher is also reaching out to the sheet metal workers and plumbers unions to participate and widen the choices for interested and qualified students.
This is an opportunity to get them into the local labor force with a high level of skill and the opportunity to have an economically viable future.
But now, as the first cohort prepares to test the model, Stephen Stowell says success should be measured modestly.
Even if we only had one young person from any of these initial students were to pursue this as a career amongst any of the trades and to get an apprenticeship somewhere, to me that would be a success.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.